You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. I'm Jasmine Shamsuddin, and in the studio with me today is Dr. Hartini Zainuddin, consultant of Yayasan Salam Malaysia. Welcome to the show again, Tini.
Hi, it's nice to be back. Hi, Jasmine.
Yes, hello, hello. Today we're talking about the stateless child and their rights. Yeah. Wow. Do they have rights? That's a question. It's not a laughing matter. No, it isn't. I mean, this is the reason why we're here,
yes,
to talk about this. Okay, now, I understand that Yayasan Salam Malaysia was set up to cater to the needs of children in the Chowkit area. What is Nur Salam then all about?
Well, basically, Yayasan Salam Malaysia is actually the foundation in which Nur Salam falls under. Nur Salam is a 24-hour crisis center for children that's set up in Chowkit. It's a collaboration effort between Yayasan Salam Malaysia and the Department of Welfare Wilayah. And it's really a pilot project in which we try to cater to the needs of all the children.
Okay, and how does Nur Salam do that?
Basically, we provide basic services at first, which was really food, shelter, education and health services, and then looking at the diverse issues. We run the gamut, actually, of mm-hmm. issues in Chowkit. We also provide counseling services and different types of services, I guess, in terms of, like, you know, setting up mobile clinics for health, computer classes, and things like that.
Right.
So we're expanding, and we're trying to do a lot because we're getting a lot of children, and we see that the need is there not to just provide basic services anymore.
Okay. So, but when you said it's a 24-hour mm. service, well, center, does that mean the children who come there stay there?
Yes.
I mean, are they staying there as residents?
We have currently about 8 children who live with us, who are actually all below 12. We have an understanding and an agreement with Welfare Department that they stay with us, and we have guardianship, and we have applied to court for their well-being for now. We do, however, also, the reason why we're also 24/7 is also because children come off the streets at any time of the day and night.
Sure,
and
yeah.
We want to ensure that they are protected and safe, so that's why we open. All they have to do is ring the doorbell and
okay.
we'll open. Yeah.
All right. Now, is this center only for the children of the Chowkit area?
No. I think half our children come from Chowkit, and half our children actually come from other places. So we get children from Cheras, you know, Gomba, etc. And we also get children from Kelantan, Terengganu, Perlis. Mm-hmm. So we get them from all over Malaysia, actually.
All right. So you said 8 of them are full-time there. Mm, how many children do you actually have enrolled at the center currently?
We have about 426 children.
What?
Since I last spoke to you, yeah.
Wow.
We have 426 children registered at the center.
Is there space?
Well, not all of them come at once. We have anywhere from 40 to 125 children who come a day. The busiest time is dinner time because they usually mm-hmm. come for food, kids. You know, they'll come for food, yeah. So they're usually hungry. So that's the busiest time, the dinner time.
Okay. Could you describe the background of most of these children, how they end up seeking help at Nur Salam?
All of them have one thing in common, two things in common. They're marginalized and they're poor. And then they come with a whole slew of issues. So,
are these orphans? Are these street kids?
God. We have a whole variety of children. We have children who are orphans. We have runaways. We have teen prostitutes. We have teen drug addicts. We have abandoned babies, children, trafficked children, stateless children, refugee children. We have everybody. We have everything, actually. And so we try very, very hard to give them some kind. Mm-hmm. We try to fulfill their needs as much as possible, but it's just a whole lot.
Right.
And we need a lot of help, yeah.
What's the youngest you have at
She's
the center?
Right now?
Yeah.
The baby's not born.
Oh.
The mother's only 2 months pregnant.
Wow.
But she intends to give the baby up when she's due.
All right. Now, your immediate project is to build a nonprofit learning center for kids, these kids in Kuala Lumpur. Which segment of society are you targeting to assist?
We're targeting children who otherwise aren't able to go to regular government schools. We're talking about children with no documents. We're talking about stateless children. We're talking about children who cannot afford to pay the $130 a year
school fees
that government insists on having if you're not Malaysian. Those are the kind of children we're talking about. But my biggest concern are the stateless children you know, and they need some kind of education, and they have nothing.
Now, this effort, I guess, is in line with the UN Convention of the Rights of the Child. I see you're wearing a UNICEF t-shirt today. What aspect of child rights are we actually referring to?
We're talking about Article 28 of CRC, which is the Conventions on the Rights of the Child, which basically says that all children are entitled to have access to free primary school education. We're talking about primary school. We're not talking about secondary school.
Yeah, or college or anything
like
that.
Basic skills. You need to have some kind of education. All children deserve to have something, some basic skills and some learning skills, at least the ability to have some kind of life skills so they can cope. Because if these children are left on the streets the way they are now, if these children have nothing, what do you think is going to happen when they turn 18 or when they get older? Mm-hmm. They turn to crime. They have to survive. I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
You know, so that's the only way out of anything, I think, is to provide education.
Okay. If you've just joined us here on The Big Picture, I'm speaking to Dr. Hartini Zainuddin, who's a consultant with Yayasan Salam Malaysia. We're talking about the stateless child and their right to education. Now, can you define for us, Tini, who exactly is a stateless child? How does a child become stateless? What does this mean?
A stateless person or a stateless child is someone who has no citizenship or nationality. That's the overall general definition. The UN General Assembly says that statelessness is an inability to establish one's nationality. And you have two different kinds of statelessness. You have one which is de jure statelessness, which is where someone is not considered as a national by any state under the operation of its law. So, for example, I had this case this morning where there was an abandoned baby and, she was basically dropped off with us and she's about 2 years old, mm-hmm. No birth certificate, no name,
right.
Nothing. Like, there was absolutely, she is invisible. And she, by law, is considered abandoned. She, by law, is considered stateless because she has there's no means of verifying who her parents are, what her nationality is, what her identity is.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, by law, she's stateless. So that's one form of statelessness. And then you have the de facto kind of statelessness where someone has a nationality, but they're not able, it's ineffective. For example, the Rohingyan Myanmar refugees would be de facto statelessness because they can't go back to Myanmar and they have no place and they're stuck here.
Right.
So they would be considered stateless. So, you know, there's a confusion between, statelessness and refugees. Refugees can be stateless, but not all stateless children are refugees.
Okay, and what if, I suppose this, you might see a lot of these cases here, mm. if the parents of this child is an illegal alien in this country, and this child is born here, that child will also be considered stateless.
Yeah, well, it depends. If the child is abandoned and you have no way of establishing a nationality, then But if you can identify the nationality and the parent refuses to take the child with her, yes, then the child is stateless as well.
Okay, so what are the consequences of being an undocumented person in this country?
Besides no access to health and education, you're not entitled to an identification card, you're not entitled to a passport, you're not entitled to a bank account, you're not entitled to work here. You're basically non-existent and you're basically invisible.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station.